God damn it, Bunny. That was the last piece of bacon. This was starting out to be a really great day. Alexander Bunny Bunsen grinned and swallowed the crispy, greasy, salty bit of heaven.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And it had been delicious. The extra special flavor came from the amused frustration in his cousin's eyes. Ryan sat back with a low growl.
And you ate all the cantaloupe? Yes, I did.
He sat back and rubbed his stomach. Damn, but the food here was good. He'd have to keep this place in mind the next time he traveled this way, especially if Chloe decided to make Pennsylvania her permanent home. Ryan snagged the last grape with a warning glare, popping it into his mouth.
At least you left me something. Quit your bitching. You got 4 eggs, all the sausage, 6 pancakes, all of the green melon thingies, and an entire pot of coffee.
Green melon thingies? Ryan chuckled, wiping his hands on his napkin before dropping it onto his empty plate. Bunny rolled his eyes and signaled the waitress. He could never remember what they were, but they were always put in salads with the cantaloupe and made it taste funny. The hell with it. Let Ryan laugh. Bunny wanted to pay his check and get back on the road. It wouldn't take them more than a few more hours to get wherever the hell they were going, and he was determined to enjoy every moment of it, despite Ryan. They paid the check and headed for their Harleys. He pulled on his jacket against the early fall weather. The cool had come early this year. It was late September, yet it felt like November. He had to hope that whatever was wrong with Ryan's little sister could be fixed fairly quickly. He'd had to skip his yoga for 2 days now, and he was feeling the lack. Chloe Williams had moved to get her degree in veterinary medicine from the Halley branch of the University of Pennsylvania, and slowly but surely, the cheery little girl who'd gone off to find a home had lost some of her sparkle. She refused to discuss what was going on, only that she had some personal troubles that she didn't feel comfortable talking about with her brothers or her male cousins. Bunny figured that maybe there was a problem with the sheriff she'd been dating for a while. If that was it, he'd see to it that the man fixed it before more than a day or two passed. Either that, or he'd fix the man who had caused her grief. He blew out a frustrated breath. A part of him hated that he'd left home. He had a life to get back to. Hell, he wasn't even sure why he'd come on this little trip at all. There was this sweet little she-bear who'd been giving him the eye recently. He'd been tempted to have a taste, but some nagging sense that something wasn't right, had sent him on this trip with Ryan instead. It was weird. He'd never gotten the feeling that he needed to be out and moving quite like this before. It was almost a compulsion, and Bunny knew he'd regret it to his dying day if he didn't follow it. Bunny shook his head and strapped on his helmet, shaking off the feeling that he needed to go now. Whatever the hell was wrong with him, he had every intention of returning home and finding himself a nice, sweet fuck. The dreams he'd been having since they left home had him so goddamn horny, he'd considered jacking off, despite Ryan being in the next bed over. Bears had good hearing, and Bunny didn't feel like living with whatever humiliation Ryan would come up with if he heard that. So he'd held off, and now he was one cranky-ass bear. It didn't help that each of the dreams featured a woman who alternated between looking like a dark-haired angel and a kick-ass heroine from one of his manga anime fantasies. He was the only one in the family who had an obsession with the Japanese style of drawing and animation, but he couldn't help himself. He'd been in love with it since the first time he read Sailor Moon and Tenchi Muyo. He had the whole Sailor Moon series on DVD, in the original Japanese, with English subtitles, of course. His family just laughed and indulged him at Christmas time, and he ate it all up like a greedy child. Unfortunately, no real woman could stand up to the fantasies he'd been having.